Good evening, and welcome to tonight's episode of Well-Rounded Corners. I'm Ruth Ann.
And I'm Robert.
And we are so happy to have with us one of our favorite guests tonight, and we'll get to her in just a moment. But first, I'd like to remind everyone about our website, wellroundedcorners.com. You can also listen to us in the archives of our BBS radio page or live every other Tuesday on BBS Radio Channel 1.
That's right. And you can also listen to all the archives. They're free. You can listen to them at any time. In fact, we also have, you can also go to the bbsradio.com website, click on our show, and listen to them as well there, too. Our special guest tonight is Helene Olson, and we're actually having a little bit of trouble getting the connection with her, so we're working on that. Helene's been on here several times before, and we just love having her on. She's a very gifted psychic. I'm always amazed and astounded whenever I hear what she has to say. She's also taking calls during this hour, so we'll go ahead and give out that that number. Let's see. Do you have that handy, really? Oh, actually.
Yes. Yeah. We'll have that in just one moment. We, as Robert said, we've been having a little.
I beat you to it.
Oh, you did. Hey, geez, you're quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's I'll just go ahead and give you guys the numbers. It's 530-327-7602. That's 530-327-7602. And we're going to try to and we might have to use her backup number here.
Okay, and while you do that, excuse me, I just wanted to share with everybody that we're very glad to have you with us this evening. And we asked Helene back because she has a warmth about her, and she has such intuition. She's so pleasant to speak with. And I really encourage anyone out there that as soon as we can get a hold of her, which we should be able to, we have a backup number for her. So as soon as we get a hold of her, we definitely encourage you to call in because she just is so intuitive and so pleasant to speak with on the telephone or on the show that I know you'll enjoy and get some
well,
good information.
Well, on the telephone, too.
Yeah, on the telephone, too, yes. Or in person, I'm sure, although I haven't gotten to. But just any way we can talk to her, we will. So as soon as we get her, then we would love for you to call in. And if you have a question for her or something similar, then she'd be happy to help you. And she is definitely very gifted. And I like that she has a gentleness about her and a real desire to help. And so we're very lucky that she'll come on and talk with us sometimes. And I hope that Robert can get her on, you know, on with us in just a moment.
Yeah, we're working on that right now. I think what we need to do, let's go ahead and go to break. Well, hang on. We're getting a – okay. Actually, we may not have to go to break here. I'm getting her number right now.
All right. Well, while Robert works on that with BBS radio staff here, I just wanted to mention something that I think is very interesting that is on, I know, Helene's website, that she has live energy events, and I think that's a wonderful thing. You know, Helene is not only a psychic, she's also a Reiki master, and she's a licensed reader in Salem, Massachusetts. And if there were any place in the world that would be a wonderful place to be a psychic, it seems to me that it would be in Salem, Massachusetts. And I believe we have her in. And so,
yeah, let's see if we can reach Salem, Massachusetts right now.
Yeah. Helene, are you with us now?
I hope I am. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Welcome.
Hi, Ruth Ann. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you this evening?
Oh, very well. It's raining here, which we much prefer over snow, so it's all good.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, we were talking a little bit before the show, and Helene was just telling us about her. She's going to actually be having a radio show on Blog Talk. Helene, you want to tell us a little bit about that before we get started? Yeah,
sure. I've been on my own radio show on Blog Talk for quite a while, but it was under sort of the umbrella of another network. So now my radio partner and I decided to take out our own Blog Talk venue, which was awesome because the gentleman who was so generous with his network to us helped us with that, and that was great. And so this Saturday we're premiering our first show under our new name, which is Supernatural Girls with a Z. So it's supernaturalgirls.com is also the website, so you can take a look at the website there. But we do the same thing you do. You know, you call guests and talk about paranormal and talk to authors about whatever they've come up with theories about things. And it's a lot of fun. And I love having live callers. I love live radio. Don't you guys love it?
Oh, you know, absolutely.
Yeah, I used to, you know, we used to do some pre-recording, and now that we go live all the time, it's actually, it's more exciting, I think, and you just never know. It's like especially when you're talking about these kind of topics, you know, there's just a certain edge to it, and, you know, anything could happen, and so, yeah, I definitely I love it.
It's a lot of fun.
Now, while we were trying to get you on, we gave out the numbers. We're going to go ahead and give them out again just while we get... going here. So you can talk to Helene. She's going to be doing a free, what would you call it, a miniature reading? Or
I guess I would. Well, you know, people call on the radio. I've been doing these shows for quite a while. And usually what I like to ask people to do is keep it to one concise question, because there's often other callers waiting. Mm-hmm. And if they want a full reading, they can call me, certainly, on my website, angelslighthouse.com, and I'll be happy to do a half-hour or hour reading or energy work with people. But I think on the radio it's a little bit hard because it's dead spot on. I don't want to waste 5 minutes focusing on their energy, you know? So I do the best I can. What can I say?
Oh, I think you do wonderfully.
Oh, thank you. It usually works, but, you know, if they really want a reading, they need to either call me or call another psychic that they feel comfortable with, because that's a more in-depth view, you know?
I like what you said there. Call me or call another psychic that they're comfortable with. I like that you emphasize.
There's a lot of us out there, you know.
And, true.
And one thing that bothers me is some of the networks I've been on and some of the interviews I've done, people like to bring up this question of, don't you think a large percentage of psychics are con artists? And I have to say no. All the ones that I've ever met really have a heart to help people. Of course, everybody has a different bent on what their strong suits are. Some people are more mediums and some are not. Some, you know, I mean, everybody, look at Robert and Ruthanne. I'm going to be the first one to tell the whole world. If someone calls me and says, I lost my diamond ring, can you tell me where it is? I say, here's your refund. I can't find lost objects. I lose objects all week long. I never find anything. So,
you know,
I've never been able to do that either. It's just not, you know. So you want to find someone who you feel is in tune with the kind of information that you need. And usually that's referral by word of mouth. I mean, you know, psychics are just like anything. Look, if a psychic says to you, someone unknown to you, someone who you're just walking into the, you know, off the street into their office or whatever it is, and they say, oh, I see a curse around your head, and for $500, I can remove that curse. I mean, that's a red flag. You know, it's, you know.
But that's a red flag if anybody says something. I mean, it has something to do with
it
psychics.
It is.
I mean, yeah.
No, and I try to explain, look, there are bankers who are fraudulent. There's always going to be a few in a crowd, you know. Mm-hmm. But by and large, I have to say that most people have a heart to help others. And how talented they are or how in tune they are with your particular issue is another question. But, you know, I think you find people by word of mouth. I think you find people by just looking at them, just like you'd look at any other human and decide whether you liked them or not, you know, or whether you felt they were honest or not, you know, and that's all. Yeah,
I think intention is a lot of it, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. That comes down to using your own intuition too, which, you know,
it does,
really important.
And everybody uses it every day anyway, so, you know, you might as well sum up a psychic and decide whether you feel comfortable with them and you like them.
That's true. Let me give this number here so people, we gave it a little earlier, but we were just getting you back on, so it's 530-327-7602. That's 530-327-7602, and Helene will give you a free, and this is my terminology, mini reading.
That's do you have a question? Yes.
Yes. One question. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, you know, you have to like you said, you have to be judicious with the time. And it's so nice of you to come on here and do this. So, you know,
I love you guys.
Well, you know, while we're waiting for someone else to call in, I'll ask you a question if you don't mind.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. With you.
Yeah. Okay.
But
well,
you're psychic.
Well, you know, hey, you know, when we're dealing with ourselves sometimes, you know, I don't think of myself that way. I guess I just do a lot of things, and I don't know if I put labels on it. But anyway,
let me just say this about that.
Okay? Oh, okay.
My biggest joy is a couple of times a year walking in to see a psychic who doesn't know who I am.
Oh, yes, that I can totally understand that. That would make
because
sense.
Because I need a reading, too. You know, we're so close to ourselves. I was teasing you, Ruthie, and we're so close we're so close to ourselves that it's hard for us to see for ourselves sometimes.
Position and heal thyself.
Yeah. Right, and that's why I wanted to ask you a question. Okay. I have felt a big shift in the energy work I do lately. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah, huge shift.
And I have been astounded and totally, I mean, it's not anything negative, and I wouldn't want that or allow that. And so I just wanted to get your insight on what you may feel that shift might have to do with. And, you know, maybe it's the second part of the same question, if I'm allowed. But,
no, you only get one. We talked about that.
Well, it's a two-parter, and they're related. Yeah. So maybe she'll give me a little extra here. You know, and kind of where this is, I know you know, you're not going to sit here and read the future, but, you know, just if you have any ideas where that might be coming from, where it's headed, something like that, that would be lovely.
Well, part of what you're feeling anyway, Ruthanne, is the shift around the planet.
Yes.
I mean, in the past year, I mean, you know, the veil has gotten so much thinner. The power of the energy work that we're able to attach to has gotten so much stronger, so much more present. It's like 2-3 years ago, it would take me a half hour, 40 minutes to do something for somebody. Now it's taking 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's don't you feel that? That it just
right. It's
so
just a bit amazing.
Amazing. And in the last few months, since December 21st, we've actually had an even huger shift come through. And it's actually the way I hear it coming from the galactic center. Now, don't ask me what that means. I just say, yes, thank you. And, you know,
I do a lot of that.
I haven't gotten into a lot of that kind of information, and so it kind of shocked me when I heard it. But there is such cosmic creation energy here now around the planet that it just seems to have ramped up exponentially. Is that answering your question?
Well, I just know that, you know, I always ask for compassionate, helping energy, spirits, whatever you would want to say, to help, you know, with whatever energy work that I'm doing with someone. And I've always gotten a lot of response with it. And, you know what I'm saying, I've gotten what I was looking for. It's not, or what I was asking for. But lately, the experiences that I have had, clients have had, the healing, it's gone to a totally different level, and it's just amazing. And I just wanted to ask if you're experiencing that, and it seems like you are. And, you know,
I am, but it's also you, Ruthanne.
It's just been.
It's also you, because your channel is very, very clear, very connected. You have absolute deep belief and intention with this. And so, of course, it's going to work. Well, when someone doubts, you know, that can hold them back. You know,
that's
if they're
true.
Just starting out, and they're a little doubtful and they're wondering, you know, so you've very practiced, you're very connected. And so, of course, it would just be that much more amplified for you, Ruthanne.
Well, it definitely has been. I find the client and I look, you know, we look at each other and just go, wow, okay. Wow.
But you have a lot of beings who step forward for you.
Yes, I do.
And
the room fills up.
Yeah, and some of them are new.
Yes, I would agree with that.
And some of them, the ones that are new that are coming in are more like creation energy. They're very, very ancient energy. They're not angels. Angels are ancient too, but I mean, they're not angels. They're immense, immense cosmic beings of light. And so some of those are coming in for you now, and that's why you're also feeling the amplification.
Well, that the energy is definitely different, and the lovely thing about it is that the clients are also, you know, experiencing that. I guess cosmic would be a good way to explain it. I don't know. I don't even have words. You know, don't you find that sometimes there are just no English or no words for what you're trying to express?
Well, this is a problem I've had for the many years I've been doing this, Ruthann, because some people, and I'm not putting them down, I'm not saying anything negative, it's just that some people are so eloquent. They have $10 and $20 words that they use in connection with spiritual work. And sometimes I think that when you talk to people that way, it kind of makes others think that they're above them. Do you know
yes,
what I mean?
I haven't
really gotten into the spiritual babble, if you want to put it that way, you know, you know, kind of stringing along all these great words that I do know them. I don't retrieve them easily. I'm old, Ruthann, you know. It's like I just do the best I can. I can't always find the words either. And sometimes that makes it difficult to be on the radio. But what I've found, moreover, is that people resonate with me a lot because I'm not trying to be fancy about it.
I agree with that. It
is what it is, as the saying goes. And I don't know. I just think it's amazing. And I totally resonate with you because there are times where I just find it's inexplicable. You know, you just can't
That is the word I think I was looking for, is just inexplicable. The client looks at me and says, "Was that Reiki?" And I say, "Well, sort of, but that was just,
But you don't do Reiki anymore, Ruthann.
Well, yeah, it's like it starts that way, if you know what I'm saying. It starts that way when I start it, and then it's just gone to something that I don't have words for, and I'm fine with that. I don't need the words for it. And I think that's a big shift too with people. Robert, do you find yourself that way too? I mean, I know we haven't gotten to
yes,
lately,
I do,
but
I do. And actually, Helene, I'll ask you a question. Actually, in along those lines, actually, but I will in a minute because we have Carol online too, and she would like to ask you a question. So let's pull her in network if we can. There she is. Hello, Carol. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Just fine.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Yep. Can you hear us?
Carol? I think we must have a bad transmission. I can't hear you.
Oh. Well, just you can call back if you like.
All right, I'll call back.
She heard that. Okay.
She'll call back. Yeah.
Okay, Carol, we hope you call right back. We did want to talk to you. We're sorry that you couldn't hear us.
We'll just give her a second here if she's going to.
Yes, yes.
But yes, I think things are, I don't know whether to start it or not.
Go ahead and say your question. If she calls back, she can wait a moment. Yeah.
It's in regards to you know, I've been writing more, you know, I've published a book, a novel, and I've been,
What was the name of your book?
It's called The Bravest of Souls, and it's a fantasy novel. And
cool.
I've been, you know, been working on, I've just been writing a lot more. It's not really my profession, you know, but I guess what I'm interested in is how big a role that's going to play here in the next bit, or, you know, getting, I'm not even talking about in terms of success. I'm talking about in terms of how much is writing going to become part of my life and work routine.
Well,
what are your thoughts on that?
It's not my thoughts. It's my guide is laughing. He's saying that you love this so much. I mean, this is your real true love. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we all have to do what we enjoy or love to support ourselves. But this is your real, real true love. And he's telling me about a channel that you get into when you start writing that is a very creative channel, and it's sort of like the information just streams right into you, and sometimes you're just writing so much that you don't want to put it down. And that's amazing because I constantly have writer's block. So.
Well, that's very true. That's in fact, I had to edit down about 500 pages. I had to pull about 50, 60 pages out just because it was so much. But
awesome.
Yes, and there's the second part to that, but I'll ask you after we have Carol back, and hopefully we have a better connection with Carol. So, Carol, are you there?
Welcome back. Carol?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear us now? Hello?
Well, apparently this is not going to work, but thank you.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry that she couldn't hear us. Hopefully that was something to do with Carol's call in particular. So anyone else that would like to call, please give us a call. I know Helene always has wonderful things to say, and so I'm sure she could be very helpful to you. Robert, what were you saying?
I was just going to say, you know, I recently have discovered a guide, I'd say probably about a year ago, maybe 6 months to a year ago. And, five or six years ago, I kind of awakened spiritually, I guess you could say, and, you know, got in, it definitely, you know, upped my creativity and whatnot. But, for 4 or 5 years, I kind of going around, it's like, I don't have a guide. I almost felt left out. So I kind of had to, yeah, Ruth Ann knows about that. I had to go on kind of a search and just find that. And so, you know, I guess my question is, it seems like there's some connection between my guide and my writing. I don't know that that's the case. And really, I guess if you really analyze it, there's not a question there. I guess it's more of just, I'm putting out that idea. What are your thoughts? What are your guide's thoughts? Here we go.
Well, like you have a male guide, is that correct?
I think it's a female, but
really?
I mean, seeing
a man.
Really?
I think we have another one.
Okay. Well, there may be one that I'm in communication with now, but I guess the way it works is you don't necessarily know.
Right.
So.
So the thing is that.
Well, that's another.
let me go back to your question.
You opened up a can of worms.
Yeah, I did. The thing is that the guides, what they do is they, you know, people don't realize they have guides around them, okay? But I want people to think back, and you too, to when you had a spur of inspiration or changed your mind about something big and didn't really know why, okay? Those kinds of things are our guides nudging us, hey, don't do that, do this, you know? And with the writing, you've always been a writer all your life, okay? This is the way I'm hearing it. And they sort of opened it for you. You're a very good writer, Robert.
Mm-hmm. And yes, he is.
Actually. Yeah, and they sort of encouraged you or gave you the inspiration to go ahead and try that. And as you connected to your stream of energy there, your creative stream, and actually your stream goes way out into the astral plane the way I'm getting it, they were helping with that. They were sort of facilitating, encouraging you, you know, but you have the talent yourself, Robert, and so that's nice.
Oh.
Now, the woman guide that you have, I'm getting her as human spirit, not someone from now, from your life, but actually human spirit. She works as a guide on the other side. Does that sound right to you?
Well, when you say human spirit, I mean, I guess it sounds right, but if you could define it a little.
Well, what I mean is, as opposed to an angel or a goddess or someone who's like ethereal rather than ever being human. There are some humans.
I get there's a bit of etherealness there. Etherealness, if that's even a word. But I don't know that necessarily means, you know. But I don't know.
Well, let me put it this way. Some guides were human, but they decided to take a job on the other side, and they're just there for a very long time guiding people. And that's how I'm getting her, okay?
Okay.
This is a very grounded energy, someone who's very practical. She's not into nonsense the way I'm picking up her energy, okay?
Yeah.
The man that I'm getting, I'm asking him to step forward now. Do you have a connection with American Indians?
Well, I've recently discovered that I could possibly, yes.
Yeah, because
they'd be a 1/8 or 1/16.
I'm seeing a very young Indian man. And Indian guides, I don't see them frequently at all. But when I do see them, they have very, very few words to say. They are so aligned from the universe right into the center of Mother Earth. They're so balanced. They're so straight up. that they don't actually speak a lot. They only speak when necessary, and they only speak in a few words. And that's how I get them. Maybe people get them differently, but he's just one young Indian man. He's standing on a hill, and there's like a bit of a background. It looks like plains to me, not forests, okay? Mm-hmm. And this must be something out from, I don't know, the southwest or the middle of the country or something. I don't know. But he's just looking, and he has very, very dark skin. And I actually don't see any feathers, but I know he's an American Indian, okay? So it's really interesting, and I'm asking him to please step forward. No, you definitely have American Indian ancestry.
I don't know where it is. Is it from? Is it from my grandmother? Because that's what I've.
My grandmother. Which one? Your mother's or your father's?
My father's.
Your father's mother.
That's
my
guess.
It goes back like a lot of generations. It goes back maybe 5 or 6 generations, but somewhere in your lineage, okay, there is an American Indian someplace. And so it's really interesting that, you know, when I see American Indian guides occasionally, and it's only occasionally that I see them because they're not with everybody, that there is always a link to some heritage. They like to stick with their own, you know? So,
right.
It's very interesting. Yeah, that's lovely. He's sort of a guy who would be giving you courage or giving you the sense of security that you are able to do anything, that you have confidence, you know, that kind of thing. And
right.
he's beautiful. That's nice.
Huh. Yeah. Well, I'd like to meet him someday.
Yeah, well, you will.
You can. You will.
Yeah. You know,
that's the nice thing about them.
Yeah, it's, wow, you know, it's interesting that, and it's very interesting, too, that I just recently sort of stumbled upon some Indian heritage, you know, so that's interesting.
It's definitely there, Robert.
Yeah, you can't tell it when I because I'm pretty Irish pale, but yeah, somewhere in there, I'm sure. Wow, well, that's really neat.
It's amazing how you write. I mean, that one of the reasons we opened up supernaturalgirls.com in the radio show on Saturday nights is because a book is going to the publisher next week, and it's the same name, Supernatural Girls, and my partner and I are writing it, and I'll tell you, it's been a journey, Robert. I give you every credit in the world.
Oh no! You know, I wrote. I mean, we did a show on it a little while back, but
yes.
You know, you write. I went back and it's the first book in a series. I didn't intend it to be a series, but you know,
it'll
can't write a fantasy book.
What'd you say? We read it and insisted that it become a series.
Yeah,
you'll just keep writing, Robert. You will just keep writing.
Just that series. It'd be like, you know, the Ravis of Souls edition 28. But no, No, you know, when I went back and looked at those first few chapters that I wrote at the end, I was like, wow. You know, it is not only a transformation in terms of what you go through, but you learn and you grow from it. And you know, it has been the best teacher I think I've had in many, 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 many years. And I feel that these characters that I got to write, I'm as privileged to tell their story. And I say there because I don't know where they come from, but you know. And it's just very neat. So that is awesome that you've got that. I know the work that goes into that, and we've got to have you when you launch that. We've got to have you on to talk about
definitely.
That.
Definitely.
Okay.
I think it's pretty much a mandatory thing.
Thank you.
And once again, please feel free to call in and speak with Helene, and you know, she's always got wonderful information. Let's give the number again
before we go on break. We need to go ahead and take a break here, but we'll give the number. You can call in over the break. And, Carol, if you want to come in and just give your question, you can listen off the air, too.
That's true.
Totally fine. The number is 530-327-7602. That's 530-327-7602. So we will be back here in a moment with the talented and amazingly talented. Helene, I didn't have another.
Oh, I don't know if I'd go that far.
I would. Helene Olson, back in a few minutes.
Want to start a website but don't know how? No problem. The experts at OCS Solutions have you covered. We offer a complete range of internet services, from domain name registration, web hosting, and even our easy-to-use website building tool that allows you to create a website with just a few clicks and be live in minutes. Pick from thousands of templates and samples, upload your own content, or use a mix of both. It's entirely up to you. And don't worry, you won't outgrow OCS. We host websites both small and large. Domain names start at just $8 a year and come loaded with plenty of extras to get you started. Visit OCSDomains.com to learn more or call 1-800-672-8415. That's OCSDomains.com or call 1-800-672-8415.
Reiki is a Japanese relaxation technique that promotes healing and balance. It is a form of energy work that helps unblock areas that are affected by illness, stress, grief, anxiety, or other types of trauma, and it can be given in person or from the Reiki practitioner to the recipient at a distance. It is gentle and soothing and is simple to learn as well. Our bodies have the natural ability to maintain health and heal themselves when energy flows smoothly throughout our energy system, and Reiki works well either by itself or along with traditional or alternative medical treatments to help keep energy channels flowing and the mind and body in balance. I offer Reiki, the Ho Chi, and other types of energy sessions in my home in Florence, Alabama, as well as distance Reiki to any location in the world. I also teach Reiki classes from levels 1 through Karuna Reiki Master, as well as La Ho Chi. To learn more, please visit alabamareiki.com. That's alabamareiki.com.
Might be yoga, it might be something else, but at least they're getting the feeling of the energy, they're learning something, okay? So I never did become a Reiki teacher and I'm never going to, but for you, you would have to be in a position where you're accepting people in this advanced class for this advanced work, and you have to ask, this is what I'm being told, Ruth Ann, you have to ask the beings if each of these individuals can be accepted into the program.
Aha, that makes total sense.
Okay. This isn't something that you just open up and say, everybody come. This
because
is about very specific teaching that they want to give you for this modality. And it is a modality that you could certify. You know, you make your own brand. you're Ruth Ann, you make the Ruth Ann brand.
Well, now, if I called it that, I would be so embarrassed. I never could.
I know. But I'm just saying, you just create a buzz around your thing, and then you teach it to someone else to also be certified in your method.
Yes,
and you can kind of build a nice business around that.
Well, my philosophy on teaching is that anyone I teach Reiki to or whatever else I teach them is empowering them to go forth, you might say, and do whatever they want to do with it and whatever their healing is, and they're empowered.
Right.
And that they always have the energy, and so,
This is a special, thing, Ruth Ann, and the universe supports us. You have
right.
a huge heart, and you deserve to be supported. And this isn't being exclusive. This is expanding your business, exchanging this amazing modality that will also support you. Okay?
Well, I will definitely, do some work with my guides on that and see what comes of that. And that I appreciate so much your guidance there.
They will download the whole program to you, Ruthie.
At this moment in time, with what's been going on recently, I would not be surprised at that at all.
Helene, I have a question with it's actually going to take it offline. They're offline, but I can, can you work with that?
I'll try.
I can just relay it to you. Okay.
I'll try.
Okay. Well, her name is Marcia, and her sister and her husband, well, specifically we'll talk about her sister. Looks like they found a spot on her lungs, and she's had some pain recently. Mm. And her husband actually he has throat cancer. So, you know, she's obviously worried about both of them. They both recently, I guess within the past few years, have dealt with an asbestos floor, but I don't know that that's necessarily, you know, the thing. And I'm interjecting too much already, so I know them both. So if you want to work through me or however you do that, I don't know. But
I'll be the first one to say that I'm not a medical intuitive. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a practitioner in the medical arts. And I think that they need to talk to a really good medical intuitive who can really get to the bottom of this, because my first thought about it was that it was actually energetic. Now, I'm not a person who believes that all medical illness comes from energy and stress, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of it does, but the angels have told me very clearly, yes, you know, we do bring disease in energetically through the lineage and through stress and, you know, all kinds of worries that we have, but there is a component of illness today that is absolutely brought in by the environment itself, because we're sitting in a bath of toxins. Everything
absolutely.
We eat, everything we drink, everything we breathe, everything we live within our houses is toxic. And I've even asked, you know, organic fruits and vegetables, are you organic? And I get a no, you know. So you don't really know all the time what you're doing. Her particular thing is that the way I'm getting this is that it's almost like the two of those people, her and her husband, are so connected that it's almost like the fright and the whole energy around this sort of invaded her system a little bit. And that's what I got initially. I'm actually a little worried about this spot in her lung, and I want her to make sure that she follows up and takes care of that, because I'm thinking that it's fixable at this moment. But that's about all I'm getting, Robert. I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's fine. And actually, yeah, you know, I agree with you that I don't think everything is, you know, has a spiritual, well, I think everything has an energetic manifestation, because I believe
right.
the universe
right.
is purely energy, but
right.
yes, I mean, there are things that we do to ourselves and environmental toxins and whatnot that are just, I mean, you know, we could spend a whole show on Fukushima and things, but,
yeah.
but, and Wi-Fi radiation, all these crazy things, but
forget about all that big stuff that we don't want to talk about right now. Just the little things, all the cleaners we use, the toothpastes,
yeah.
you know, all the food that's processed, all that stuff. I mean, we're in physical form, and our body is an organism, and some people might be more sensitive to a particular toxin than most people are, you know, and you don't know what it is, and that's the problem.
And, you know, I find, too, that, for instance, I have sometimes someone will come and, you know, they've maybe twisted a foot or broken something or whatever. And it's always interesting to me that I find whatever the trauma is, the energetic part of it, you know, of course, there's a physical component if you break your leg, obviously. And then there's the energetic component, which relates to the trauma of what happened and how you felt. And then I always find the rest, some more trauma that is not only how they felt about what happened, but the medical interventions, which I'm not saying they weren't necessary, but the procedure of even sitting in the ER and seeing the sick people around you and all the energy that's there and, you know, and whatever fears you have and all that. I mean, it's like there are so many layers to things.
There are layers and layers and layers.
Yes.
And I know a couple of people in my life who are close to me who've been through incredible, horrible medical journeys recently in the past year and a half or so, and they just decided they were fine and that things were going to get better, and they healed 10 times faster than anybody thought they would, you see? So it's all related in some way to the layers of energy. You know, people's attitudes, you know, everybody knows, you know, the positive thinking modality, you know. But it's really true. I mean, people who wrap themselves in that negative story, who keep attending to it and focusing all their attention on it and all that, are slower healers. They really are. And
I think the people that, and I see this a lot, you know, you almost become a victim of the medical system. And I'm not saying, we have some amazing technology in medicine. We have some amazing healthcare. I think, though, that, you know, we overlook some amazingly basic things. I mean, you know, so many things I see, I have noticed myself and other, you know, other people, it's like basic nutrition helps a whole lot. I mean, wow, you know, holy moly.
Everybody just overlooks all those basic things, though. You know, you go to a doctor, the doctor, and I don't want to start getting off on a tangent about medicine and doctors. I can get going. But, you know, you go to a doctor today, and all they can do, all they have time for, is to say, okay, let's look at that one thing that's bothering you. They don't really, there's no holistic approach unless you go to a holistic physician, which are hard to find. And then they look at, you know, the whole thing of vitamin deficiencies and nutrition and all of that stuff that we all need so badly. Because I had a doctor say to me once, oh, go ahead and give them a vitamin. You know, it's just expensive pee anyway. It's like, to me, it's not. Wow. They think that so many foods are enriched that, you know, you don't need to do anything else. And I don't agree with that, because the quality of the vitamins in those foods is poor. And, you know, the foods we're eating are so processed that I don't even know if the vitamins are still in there at the end. You know, it's like,
yeah,
and,
we
you
don't know what we're getting.
We can go on and on. Even the fruit and vegetables that we're eating fresh don't have the same nutrition they did 100 years ago. So,
well, I find that very interesting what you said. Mm-hmm. You said about you asked, and of course, this is interesting on about 8 different levels, but you asked the fruit if it was organic, and it said no. And I'm going to ignore the part that you asked the fruit. And I'm not saying that. And, you know,
I own my cuckoo, Robert.
You know, no.
But you know,
no.
Robert, if you think about it, who better would you ask than the fruit?
I agree.
I mean,
I agree.
The fruit won't lie to you.
Look, I'll be honest. I don't know who's answering me. Maybe it's my guide, but all I hear is Robert, yes or no. Yeah.
But the point is, you had a piece of organic food, and it was. And wow, is that, you know, that's,
it doesn't happen often, but it does happen. I ask all the time because I want to know if I should spend the money on it.
No, that's true. Yeah. If it's labeled, you deserve to get what you pay for. Absolutely.
Right.
I'm going to give the number again, just in case there's anybody that would like to call in here. And Helene, I think we have a lot of listen, I think they like to listen to other people call in, and I know there's people out there that have questions. Everybody's got questions. 530-327-7602. We have time to take a few. So, what do you think? You know, it is astonishing how many times, I see people worried about, especially nowadays, I see a lot. I have a lot of friends that are worried about, you know, all the stuff that seems to be just, it seems like constantly, you know, there's a meteor falling, you know, or there's the earthquakes and stuff. People get very trapped in this negative pool of fear and worry and stuff like that. You know, but also too, you know, that the earth is quite, gets upset at us, I guess, sometimes.
It's in a cycle right now. It's in a 5,600 year cycle where the earth does go through these changes anyway. And of course, there's 7 billion of us standing on her right now, which is historically monumental. So, here's my attitude about that, and this is how I live my life for real, Robert, because I used to be a very frightened and worried person. Mm-hmm. And over the years, I've totally changed that. We are all exactly where we need to be. And whatever happens is what is meant to happen. Now, I've had several callers, not in the recent past, but a couple of years ago, who wanted to know which mountain in Idaho they should move to. Should they go to the Himalayas? You know, it was unbelievable, this rash of calls I had. And my answer from my guides to them was, but you're leaving your children behind, you know, these adult children. You know, you're leaving your loved ones behind. How happy are you going to be by yourself on the top of that mountain? And really, what we have to do is really embrace joy and love and peace and all these hokey things that everyone talks about. But if you're really settled in your mind that this is where I'm meant to be and I have who I love around me and I'm blessed in my life, that's where abundance comes in and that's where joy comes in. I don't lose sleep about earthquakes or any other calamity of the earth because there's nothing I can do. All I've told the angels is, if an asteroid's coming this way, land it right on my house because I don't really want to deal with it, you know, but that's kind of a joke. But.
Well, we used to use the metaphor, you know. No, I about 3 or 4 years ago, I was in the same kind of thing. I was kind of leery of, you know, this change or that change, and I did kind of get past that and say, well, you know, I guess, like, I'm not quite to the enlightened point you are on this, but I'm really close because, like you said, you know what is will be, or what will be what is. You get what I'm trying to say there.
Well, you know, we live, Robert, my family, we live a mile from the coast, mm-hmm. and several people have said to me, you know, just in spiritual circles, other colleagues, you got to move away from the coast. You can't stay there. It's like I'm sorry, you know, my parents are getting much older. And they're not going anywhere. And if this is where I feel love and I'm happy here in my community and that's the way it is, then why would I move to Idaho?
If you're not okay a mile from the coast, where's the line, right? 10 miles? You can really get.
I've heard so many stories about how the Atlantic Ocean was, the shore was in Ohio thousands of years ago, all kinds of things. And it's just, it doesn't matter to me. I can't explain it, but I feel like the more I was wrapped in worry, the more I was wasting energy about something that I have no control over. And so, you know, you want to look not at the worry, because worry, here's the deal, Robert. And Ruthann, you know as well as I do that 98% of what we actually spend time worrying about never happens.
Yes.
It's the stuff you didn't think of that lands on your head. You know,
always the case. Yeah.
That horrible, and I find that
you say 98, I say 99.9.
I don't think of that because I was worried about that other stuff. And if I'd been not worried and focused on that one thing, then I might have thought of that thing that did happen.
But then you'd be worried about that, and then it's
so yeah. I think the trick is to find the balance, and you know, you get your life insurance in case, and because it's going to happen, and you get, you know, you take care of what you need to take care of, and then what happens happens.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now fear is a huge subject.
Yes,
when we live
it is.
Fear. When we live in fear, we're not free.
Right.
But fear serves a purpose because that little bit of fear encourages you to get that life insurance. It encourages you to insure your home. You know, there is a place for fear. It protects us. It's a survival mode, you know. And so I see that. But when people get into this huge fear-based worry where, you know, something unknown could happen, like the ocean swallowing us up or an asteroid or whatever that is, it's just they waste so much energy and they actually bring stress and deterioration to their bodies. And it's just not, you know, it's hard to get people out of it sometimes, you know.
I have a question that this is actually not for me, but we recently started my grandmother has cancer and, you know, she's living with us and, you know, we have hospice and whatnot. And I'm sorry, what'd you,
it's a lot of work.
It is. I wanted to, this is more of an observation and I wanted to get your idea here, but you know, she really surprised us quite a few, many times with these uncharacteristically psychic things. So to speak, you know, she seems to know, about conversations we have or things that happen that she could have. She's confined to her room. She sits in a chair and she sits in her bed. She can't really, you know, walk around. It is astounding. That has astounded me considerably. And I wasn't
Well, you know what's
that.
Happening, Robert. She's leaving her body.
That's what I was, yes.
Well, yeah, I just didn't think, you know, I expected all the other stuff. I didn't expect that, and
it happens
it's cool.
Yeah,
yes, it does.
She's leaving her body, and she doesn't even know she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's sort of an experience that she thinks she really had in a way.
Yeah, she said that somebody came to her, you know, while she was asleep. They had a dog. It was a blonde-haired girl. She had a dog, and she waved, and you know, she said she came through the hallway into the room, and I said, "Oh, so she opened the door?" She said, "No." You know, it was very, very kind of awkward, you know, kind of physics there. But
actually, I think what happens with very elderly people is their minds kind of loosen up. I hate to put it that way, but they're sort of in a place where it doesn't matter anymore, and so they're more open.
Yeah, I think they lose that inhibition of what I'm supposed to do and supposed to see, I think it's very interesting how that happens. It's as if you don't suddenly. I mean, I know it depends on the situation, but if you're nearing the end of your life, you know, just my experience, if you're nearing the end of your life, and you know, you are closer to whatever else is around you, and you, why would you not know it or see it or be more open? You know,
well,
unless you have a blog.
Your grandmother is ready to go, though, Robert. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Yes.
I mean, she's already accepted that, and she's ready to move along. Mm-hmm. And she's just asking, when the time's right, I'll go.
It's kind of sad because, you know, I think going into it, you know, we were kind of like, hey, you know, why don't you, you know, get into this or maybe watch TV or, you know, get into those kind of like – when I think of myself being sick, you know, you're sitting there on the couch, you're bundled up, and you're watching, you know, old reruns of something. And that's, I guess, just I had that mindset. It's a pretty foolish mindset, or naive, I guess I should say.
Mm-hmm. Well, elderly people, you know, the time passes differently for them because they've lived most of their life, and we measure time by our lifetimes. And so that's why time has always sped up. The older you get, the quicker the time goes. And so if you think about it, it was explained to me this way. For a five-year-old, 1 year is one-fifth of their lifetime. But for an 80-year-old, one year is one-eightieth. And so the perception of time changes. And so elderly people are very able to sort of sit for hours, but it doesn't feel like hours to them.
That's, you know, I've never heard it. I mean, what you say is so, it's remarkably simple. It's nothing new, and yet it's the most fascinating look on the perception of time that I've had in a while. That is, I don't know.
Their time is also altered because many of them, and I'm not really getting this with your grandmother, but many of them are very, very depressed. And so that brings another, altered reality in a way. Yeah.
It's definitely an experience, you know, that's for sure.
Well, what I'm hearing about you is that you're able to understand that this is just a journey of day by day, and that this you'll pass through this like you've passed through other challenges in your life, and you're really easygoing with it, and that's remarkable because a lot of people freak out. Every little event is a major thing, you know, they're just in hysteria and so forth. So God bless you for being able to just take this the way it comes, you know.
Well, that's the nice part about being, you know, spiritually awakened, whatever that exactly means. But, you know, on this path is that things like this, in a way, you do have a little bit different perspective of it's not so
it's
much
a,
the end.
It's
you know?
A step and not a – it's a
right.
step to a different, you know, it's it not is. A disappearance.
Helene, I hate to do this, but, you know, we have to – the network has other shows they have to run, apparently, so we have to – you know, and it's a shame we couldn't get more callers for you, but
that's okay.
I think we had a lot of people that wanted to just listen tonight. That's my impression.
Well, I always love talking to you and also Ruth Ann, and it's just so much fun to be here, and I do appreciate all of your overly kind words. It's very gracious. Thank you.
We just, as they say, tell them like we see them.
angelslighthouse.com. Everybody go there. Put her to work for you. She's such a wonderful psychic. Angelslighthouse.com. And don't forget about wellroundedcorners.com. I'm condensing this really small because we got to go. So wellroundedcorners.com. All the shows for free. We'll have this up 24, 48 hours. And don't forget about us on Facebook. Our schedules on Facebook. You can see all the shows coming up, and you know, that's everything. We'll post it for free there. So like us on Facebook. Well Rounded Corners.
Yes, thank you, Ruthann. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you, and peace.